Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Election Commission has changed the date of counting of votes for Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim Assembly polls to 2nd June instead of 4th June. EC said in a statement that there will be no change in respect of schedule for parliamentary constituencies of Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim. Election Commission had yesterday announced the poll schedule for assembly polls in Sikkim, Odisha, Andhra Pradesh and Arunachal Pradesh along with the schedule for general elections. The 32-member Sikkim Assembly and 60-member Arunachal Pradesh Assembly will go to polls in single phase along with the first phase of Lok Sabha elections on the 19th April. The election for 175 members Andhra Pradesh Assembly will be conducted in single phase on 13th May and polling for 147-member Odisha Assembly will be held in four phases on 13th, 20th, 25th May and 1st June along with the Lok Sabha polls. Election Commission today uploaded the data received in digitized form from the Registry of the Supreme Court on Electoral Bonds on its website. The data can be accessed at www.eci.gov.in/candidate-political-party. EC said in a statement that political parties have filed data on electoral bonds in sealed cover as directed by Supreme Court. The data received from political parties was deposited in Supreme Court without opening sealed covers. In pursuance of the Apex Court's order on 15th March this year, the Registry of the Supreme Court has returned physical copies along with a digitized record of the same in a pen drive in sealed cover. After the announcement of Lok Sabha elections and assembly elections in four states, the Election Commission has issued directions for effective enforcement of provisions of Model Code of Conduct. In a letter to Cabinet Secretary, Chief Secretaries of all states and Chief Electoral Officers, the Commission said that all wall writing, posters, papers or defacement in any form on government property shall be removed within 24 hours from the announcement of elections. All unauthorized political advertisements displayed at private property shall be removed within 72 hours from the announcement of the election. The Commission also informed that a total ban on use of official vehicles by any political party, candidate or any other person connected with election except officials performing any election-related official duty for campaigning or electioneering subject to certain exception. It also said that no advertisements shall be issued in electronic and print media highlighting the achievements of the government at the cost of public exchequer. The Lower Subansiri District Police have seized a huge cache of cash amount of ₹59.02 lakh during a random Naka checking at zero on Saturday evening. The cash amount was seized during a random Naka checking from Bao Teri, a resident of Bao Simla from Kamle district. Reportedly, the vehicle carrying the seized amount was heading from zero to Kamle district. Meanwhile, congratulating the district police team for the seizures, Lower Subansiri District Election Officer Vivek HP advised them to constantly remain vigilant at all strategic places in view of the upcoming elections. With the implementation of Model Code of Conduct, a meeting regarding election preparedness was convened today by the Deputy Commissioner cum RO 13 Itanagar Sweta Nagarkoti Mehta along with SP Itanagar Rohit Rajbir Singh, SP Nahalagun Mihin Gambo, ESCs, all sector magistrates, flying squad team and others. During the meeting, the DC asked all to render exemplary services with dedication and devotion to maintain peace and order in capital Itanagar. She informed that Sector Magistrate FST, VST, SST and VVT have already been deployed around the clock in the capital region and urged them to monitor any possible violation of MCC ahead of the election to the Lok Sabha and State Legislative Assembly. She also directed the Media Certification and Monitoring Cell to carry out social media monitoring along with paid news and other advertisements in print and electronic media. Dr. Tamin Payam, Associate Professor of Botany, Jawaharlal Nehru College, Pasighat, has concocted a herbal healing tea for curing a number of ailments. Payam has prepared the special tea using rhizome and leaves of black turmeric, which is an abundant seasonal plant available in natural vegetation. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.